Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to this, the November 13th, 2024 edition of the Healing Sound Show with me. I'm Jonathan Goldman.
And I'm Andy Goldman, and we are here today with our esteemed guest, Bodhi Starwater. And we can't wait to just jump right in and share so much about Bodhi. Bodhi Starwater is a sonic alchemist who turns music into magic. With four decades of global sound exploration, he has electrified stages from shamanic conferences to international festivals. Two number one flute albums and millions of streaming plays prove his musical mastery. More than a musician, Bodhi is a sound healing revolutionary who transforms consciousness through exotic instruments and deep wisdom. His diverse musical collection includes exotic instruments like flutes, conch shells, charango, Tibetan bowls, drums, and many more. His 2021 soundscape, Oasis, in Mount Shasta, and his 2023 breakthrough book, Five Elements of Sound Healing, are pushing the boundaries of musical experience. Part musician, part mystic, Bodhi is rewriting the language of sound. And it is our joy and our great honor to welcome you, Bodhi, to our Healing Sound Show today. We are so delighted to learn more about you. And Jonathan always has a great opening question.
Well, indeed. Welcome, Bodhi. And, okay, how did you get where you are? Tell us your story, your journey. In less than an hour. No.
Wow, that's a great question, and thank you for the lovely introduction. It's really wonderful to be here and an honor. As you know, your books have been out for a long time, and I've studied them along my way, The Humming Effect and, of course, The Seven Secrets. And, in fact, when I was writing my title, I was thinking about the five elements and how the seven secrets and seven and five work together well. And I began my musical career when I was very young. I started with the accordion, believe it or not, because my great-grandfather had an old beat-up accordion. And when I was a little kid, I would go back to New York. I was raised in California. But I would go, and he would play the accordion, and I was really fascinated by this instrument. And so when I grew up in California, there was a rage about the accordion, and everybody, there were accordion shops everywhere. It was quite amazing. And so I started on the accordion. I didn't last long with that, but it soon morphed into the piano and the trumpet, and I was fascinated by the trumpet. And so I started practicing and learning music when I was young with the piano, the trumpet, and in band class, and all the kind of usual things that American kids do when they learn music. Then when I was 14, I came across an album by Paul Horn called Inside the Taj Mahal. And I think that transformed my life pretty radically because all I wanted to do was play the flute. I would listen to that record every single night with my headphones on, and I would start taking these deep journeys. And I was already in my probably understanding the beautiful power of sound to relax and to uplift and to put you in a peaceful state. So I picked up a flute. I got a flute from a friend of mine and who was in the band, and I started playing. And I started playing every day. And then pretty soon I got serious about it and started studying more deeply. And when I came to college, I discovered, of course, a multiplicity of genres I was studying. I was studying classical flute. I actually took some improvisational classes from Stephen Halpern when he was teaching a little bit. So I got turned on to the whole sound healing concept all during the 1970s. And I was already feeling the bridge between music and healing and the power of intention. And I started studying Hazrat Inayat Khan, all of his books and the Sufi way of music. And I got fascinated with sound, and I was tuning auto harps like La Raji was doing, and making, I was playing auto harp drums with my feet while I was playing the flute. And I said, because you're barefoot, you can play the auto harp. I'd tune it to an open chord, and I would play the flute. And so I was already into the mystical side of music very young. It was a magical journey for me. And I went through a lot of phases of different kinds of music, being in all kinds of different bands, and learning and practicing being in folk music and rock music and reggae music and a punk band for a while. But I always come back to just playing my flute in the nature. That was always my go-to place. If I could have my flute up on a hilltop and just breathe with the wind and make sounds, it was always my go-to healing place. So I would say that opened me up to the concept of sound healing. And then when I learned about it more consciously with reading Hazrat Inayat Khan and Paul Horn, and there was lots of different books that were starting to come out and music, and of course then the whole New Age music genre blew up. And I rode that wave for a while with a couple of albums. I had an album called Cloud Etchings, which was very popular in all the yoga studios around the country. And I used to be able to make a living selling cassettes. Those days are gone. So then CDs came along, and I explored that genre. And then, of course, now it's all about streaming. But whatever the format of the medium, the music comes through. The music comes through. So I was always deep inside the music and very interested in how music was created. I dove deep into music theory and into sound healing principles and started also studying a lot of Native American teachings about the directions and the elements. And they all were just percolating inside of me until a few years ago when they all came together with the five elements of sound healing.
And Bodhi, we are going to be very excited to delve into your book, The Five Elements of Sound Healing. However, one of the things that I was really struck by was a sentence in your book that said that you have fully embraced nature as your music teacher. And I would love, since we're talking about your background a little bit, to have you share a little bit about music and nature together as your teacher.
I love that. Thank you for that question. It harkens back to those days when I would just be sitting on the hilltop playing my flute. And even if I could have a chance to cut school and go play flute with my friends, he had to set up these all these palm fronds, like a little xylophone, and he would play the palm fronds and I would play the flute. So I was always being in nature. I spent years as a wilderness guide. And when I started listening to nature more consciously and more intentionally, when I started really tuning into a band of crickets, it's unbelievable how many melodies are in there and the different rhythms and the polyrhythms going on. And so really tuning into the crickets and how they pulsate and the frogs, how they work together, and sit and stare at the ocean waves and feel that steady rhythm, and yet it's not perfect. It's not metronomic and it's not machine run. You know, I have a real, I have a theory about that, the difference between machine rhythms and natural rhythms. And I like to dwell within the natural rhythms because our body is not a machine. It's a really highly evolved system of energies that work very organically and flow. So all the time we talk about rhythm, it's never inside the body a perfectly metronomic beat. So when I sit with nature and I hear the wind in the trees, or I hear the water in the creek or the ocean, there's so many vast melodies contained in all these natural worlds that I pay attention to these, I listen to these, and it informs the simplicity of my playing. I would say, in a nutshell, that's a little bit how I look at it.
Oh, so beautifully said, Bodhi.
Beautiful. Yeah, indeed. We could get into a whole conversation about what you said, because that's so very, very important in terms of, shall we say, the electronic phenomena of rhythmic beats versus the natural pulsations. But that's a whole another subject for another day.
It is indeed.
You're a multi-instrumentalist. You play all sorts of different things. What's your favorite instrument?
I get that question a lot because when I set up my sound healing journeys, there's about 30 instruments around me. And then it's like, you know, if a family portrait was being taken and somebody said, "Hey, Mom, who's your favorite child?" I think she might be on the spot. So for me, it goes in cycles. It goes in waves. It also depends on what I'm particularly learning at any given time, because it seems like every 2 or 3 years a new instrument finds its way into my orchestra. And there's a learning curve of spending some time with that instrument and letting that instrument inform you how it wants to be played, what its different sounds are, how to touch it, how to breathe with it. So in some ways, it's like, you know, what's your favorite color? My favorite color has always been blue, but there's sometimes when I lean into purple and sometimes when I actually lean into, like, gold as a color. So, but it seems to always come back to blue. So, obviously, my main instrument has always been the flute. And that's the instrument that I seem to mostly show up in the world as a professional flute player, joining kirtan bands, or I used to play in classical orchestras when I was young. And so, I've definitely been the flute has been the mainstay, but right now, I'd have to say that the charango has taken my heart. The last 4 years ago, I got a charango, finally figured out how to play it after years of stumping me. So at any given time, I'm working with a different instrument, and that's my favorite at the time. You're loving that instrument. And I would probably say that the flute is the basic instrument of my heart.
Bodhi, what is a charango?
A charango is a 10-string instrument from South America.
Ah, wow.
And, you know, traditionally, way back when, they were made from an armadillo back.
Oh, yes.
Now they make them with wood. They're tiny little instruments. Too bad I didn't have that here. It's over in the other room. But anyway, it's actually tuned very similar to an ukulele.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but the octaves are different. The way the ukulele is high, low, low, high, uh-huh. Right? So the charango is like low, 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 and then goes low, low, high, and then it goes back down low again, low, high. And so it's got an extra string on the top, so it's like a 5-string ukulele with double strings. And that's why it took me so long to figure it out, because it was just a conundrum to me, but when I spent a few weeks with Tito Arosa in Peru, I watched him every day playing it, and I filmed it, and I was, one day it just went poof, and I saw it. I saw the chords. I awakened to the charangos. It's a very beautiful, tiny little stringed instrument, and very heart-opening.
Oh, thank you. Well, you mentioned Tito, who we've had the pleasure of interacting with, and I had a question for you, which, did Tito ever mention, and I know he just speaks Spanish, but working with what they call a Peruvian whistling vessel.
Yes.
He did, because they have literally disappeared. from our consciousness in the last 10 or 20 years. If you Google it, you won't find anything more than people tuning these clay pipes to with water, filling them with water. And the original way that I believe they were used were that they were blown in a circle.
Oh, interesting. I don't know about those. I know about the water whistle, of course.
Yeah.
There's a name for it. Slipping my mind right now. But, yeah, I know. I didn't realize there was one. It's probably dated. I mean, you know, he plays that little clay flute that he says is like 5,000 years old or something, you know. And so, yeah, I know. Of course, I'm sure there's many instruments that have come and gone, and especially if it's made of clay and it just dissolves. Nobody remembers it.
Well, it's really interesting. Might be time to revive it simply because when blown, and we're usually blown in sets of seven or so, they actually create all these different beat frequencies that people have all these psychotropic out-of-body experiences. But back to you and your music. We're going to be listening to an excerpt from Morning Meditation in a couple of minutes. Can you tell us a little bit about this recording? This is just a little 3-minute excerpt, but tell us when it's from, where it's from, and your consciousness behind creating it.
Well, during COVID, the day it launched, I jumped online and I did 60 concerts online every night on Facebook. And I recorded every one of them.
Oh.
And so they're an hour-long journey that I would create with my whole orchestra, with the Tibetan bowls, with the flutes, with the shruti box drone, and the feathers, and the rattles. And I had this whole orchestra. So I created these whole journeys. And one day I created one journey called the Soundscape. I call Soundscape Oasis my experience. And the one day I created a journey that I really liked so much that I sent the recording to my engineer, and he broke it down into a series of tracks one of the titles was Morning Meditation. So it comes from a live performance of me working with my looper and with my drones, and I use a keyboard sometimes, and I stack the instruments and create what I call these soundscape oases, this experience of peace in the desert. And so I created that particular album as a manifestation of my sound healing journeys that I was doing online for a number of years.
Beautiful. Well, we're going to be listening, and Andy.
And I want to just say that I am so glad that we're going to be able to play this excerpt, because Bodhi, I want our listeners to really experience your music, because it perfectly puts me in a place of inner peace, and it so absolutely helps me to connect with all that is. It's just beautiful.
Thank you for sharing it with us.
So let us listen to this excerpt from Morning Meditation. Experience the power of vibroacoustic sound therapy with the new vibro-tuners from me, Jonathan Goldman. When applied to the body, this set of tuning forks creates deeply resonant harmonic frequencies that bring healthy vibrations to your cells. You'll experience a sonic massage that is soothing and healing. Try the vibro-tuners from HealingSounds.com.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, it is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness. You can find The Humming Effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
Quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration. You are vibration. Ancient wisdom tells us we have seven chakras. These chakras are the vibrational energy centers of our body. They are responsible for our health and wellness. Many times, they are out of balance. When this happens, we lose our health and wellness. Now you can use the power of vibration to put your chakras into balance. You don't need any instruments, nutrients, or anything else but your own voice. Learn to balance your chakras to experience health and wellness. The complete chakra chanting experience at www.healingsounds.com/chakra-chanting. Try it. It'll change your life.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio on the Web.
Hello, and welcome back to this the Healing Sound Show. I'm Jonathan Goldman.
And I'm Andy Goldman, and we are here with our esteemed guest, Bodhi Starwater. And in this particular portion of our show, Bodhi, I would love to delve deeply into your brand new book, Five Elements of Sound Healing, and I want to read the subtitle. It is The Art of Vibrational Medicine and Sonic Ceremony. Bodhi, Five Elements. What guided you to write a book? Tell us about the five elements and those that you chose to be those five elements.
Right. I've been working with the five elements all my life, and being a nature buff and being a wilderness guide and also studying some Native American teachings where there's a lot about the elements and the directions coming together. And so it was this, I don't know exactly when it happened, but maybe 10 or 15 years ago, one evening I was just, I channeled this whole chart, and I called it Tao of Music, and I got a whole nother book out of it back then about that, but it was the idea of circles and directions and working with the elements and balancing the elements within is always the goal of any practice, even whether it's acupuncture or whether it's Chinese medicine. The five elements are universal. And so somehow there's just, it just morphed in when I realized that doing sound healing journeys is all about balancing our being and aligning our inner, whether it's our inner organs or our inner chakras or our consciousness. Somehow it sort of dropped in together like two creeks merging, like a confluence of two creeks of the elements and sound healing came together in my consciousness, and I realized, oh, I'm playing with this. And all of a sudden I started realizing, oh, the flute, air, it takes air to awaken the flute. Ah, the fire, the rattle's like a fire. It's cleansing and purifying and exciting and entrainment, like a trance. And I started just, all of a sudden, it just started dropping in one evening. I started writing all this down, and it was like, wow, this kind of works as a container for learning. Because I know what we do as humans is that we create containers to simplify things and put things in categories in order to learn about them. And then once we learn them, we realize that everything we know is way out the box. Nothing stays in the box. Everything blows up and mixes, and just like we're talking now, we're not thinking, oh, that's a verb. Oh, that's a, so that's a comma. Oh, I need to put a semicolon there. I don't think that while I'm talking to you. So sound is the same way. Once we learn the language of sound, it becomes a fluid expression of our being. And so the elements, it was just a natural thing to recognize that sound is vibration. We are vibration. We're all vibration and frequency, the creation. And somehow it's just the whole thing of five came in. The magic, if you Google the number five, it's incredible how many volumes of things have been written about the magic of the number five. So it was like there's five elements, and I've heard there's more, of course, and I've heard that there's more, like the five senses, right? And then we have the five directions. You can actually go seven directions if you go above and below, as well as the inside and the four directions. But somehow it all came together, and I just realized it was a great container to start learning the principles of sound healing. So I used the five principles, and I'm sure there's more than five principles of sound healing, but using the five principles I use, and then the five elements, the five directions, and it all just started swirling together. And I remember when I did tell Tito that one day when I showed him my book, and he just went, really? Oh, cinco elementos, qué bueno, qué bueno. It was really fantastic, and I printed a whole book in Spanish for him. I did a whole translation just for him, and I'd like to release it in Spanish, but that's a whole other job. But anyway, it just came together, and it just, I don't know how it blossomed exactly, but it just, and once it came together, it was like these two creeks became this big river, and it just started opening up into all kinds of possibilities.
You know, for those numerically or musically challenged, can you go through a little bit more of a description of what the different elements are and what different instruments and sounds manifest as these elements?
Well, the way I set it up is I made a little chart to help myself keep track of it. And so I took the elements, ether. I started in the inside because that's the place of ether. So I have the place of ether on the inside. And then I equate that with the direction inside and the principle of intention and the quality of centering and the instruments of the voice and the drone. Because the voice is always with us. It starts inside. Our voice starts inside, you know, the whole just making a sound. And then I go through the element of fire to the east, the place of the sunrise. And that is the principle of entrainment with the rattle and the gong, and it's the quality of purification. And then I go to the south, the element of water, the place of emotions. And it's the principle of cymatics, where all of creation is created with vibration. And then the quality of balance. And I use instruments, the Tibetan bowls, the crystal bowls, ocean drum. I also put the harp and the guitar and the strings in this area, the portal of the heart and the emotions. Then I move to the west with the element of earth. And then this is where I talk about the isochronic beats and the binaural beats, which is another form of entrainment. And it's an element and a quality of grounding. And I use the drum and the didgeridoo in this element. And then I move to the north, the element of air. This is the place I talk about the principle of harmonic overtones. And I have the quality of freedom and liberty. And they use the flute and the feather to demonstrate these. And of course, just like in astrology or any human analytical form that we use to describe ourselves, every instrument has aspects of all the elements. It just feels like that each instrument has like a home place. So, you know, in instruments, as somebody asked about the jaw harp, where do you put the jaw harp? I said, well, it's definitely got the air element because of the breath, but it also has the harmonic overtones. It also has a drone aspect to it. It also is made of metal or bamboo, so it has an earth element. So it's like I play with the elements very fluidly. It's not a fixed system. So that's how I... Does that answer your question, Jonathan?
Totally. Andy, you got one.
Well, and I just want to say that what I like so much about your book, Bodhi, is that you talk about the history and you give an in-depth explanation about the different instruments. You have an invitation for people to practice. And the book is set up in such a way that one can't help but just keep reading it and keep learning. And learning. That is what happened for me when I picked it up.
And nice. It's just wonderful. We're going to be going to a commercial break soon. But if I were to give out one of probably many URLs, what would be the best one? I've got the soundscapeoasis.com.
Yes, you can find me there. You can find there. You can find me there. You can also find me on Linktree with all my links. But basically, Bodhi Starwater or Bodhi everywhere. But Soundscape Oasis is a great soundscapeoasis.com is a great starting place to connect with me, for sure.
Nice. All right. Well, listen, we are going to commercial here with Bodhi Starwater, and I'm Jonathan Goldman.
And I'm Andy Goldman, and do stay with us. We've got so much more to talk about.
And we'll be right back.
Quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration. You are vibration. Ancient wisdom tells us we have 7 chakras. These chakras are the vibrational energy centers of our body. They are responsible for our health and wellness. Many times, they are out of balance. When this happens, we lose our health and wellness. Now you can use the power of vibration to put your chakras into balance. You don't need any instruments, nutrients, or anything else but your own voice. Learn to balance your chakras to experience health and wellness. The complete chakra chanting experience at www.healingsounds.com/chakra-chanting. Try it. It'll change your life.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, "It is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness." You can find The Humming Effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of connecting with the energy of the earth? Would you like to be able to tune your mind and your body to this extraordinary healing frequency? Try the Gaia Frequency Tuning Forks, available at HealingSounds.com and at Amazon. Exclusively designed by me, Jonathan Goldman, these tuning forks might just change your life.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
And we are back with our guest, Bodhi Starwater. I am Jonathan Goldman.
And I'm Andy Goldman. And we have so much more to learn about you, Bodhi. And I'm wondering what you might like to share with our audience in terms of your teaching, because you are a marvelous teacher of sound healing.
Yeah, I love teaching. I've been a music teacher for over 40 years. I've taught hundreds of students, many who have gone on to become professional musicians. And now I'm in the stage where I'm just fascinated by teaching sound healing principles and sound healing journeys, how to create sound healing journeys. So on the Shift Network, I do have a course called the How to Create Sound Healing Journeys Using the Power of the Five Elements. So that's been really wonderful. It's in process now, and I think that it will be available evergreen for a while. I'm also teaching privately now. I have private students all over the world now, Canada, Bali, East Coast. I live in the West Coast of the United States. But teaching is such a beautiful way to share and deepen what you know. And people are so fascinated right now with sound healing and the power of it. Somehow it's exploded exponentially on the planet, and there are sound healing practitioners all over the world. And my vision and my mission is to bring musicality into the sound healing field and understanding of music and the language of music and bringing in sound healers and musicians. So on my course, I have professional musicians who are interested in sound healing and healers who are interested in becoming. So there's a bridge, that rich water, that rich brackish water of the tidal wetlands between the fresh water and the salt water, where there's always where life grows. So in between sound healing and music, I find a beautiful landscape or soundscape, as it were, to teach about sound and how it works and the beautiful power of healing the sound with our clear and powerful intentions.
Nice. How can one apply the knowledge of the five elements to, number one, music, and also maybe to their daily lives? That's a heavy-duty, loaded question.
Well, it absolutely is right on the spot, because I have what I call a lot of elemental awareness exercises. And so it really is about, as you know, at some certain point in one's career, your art form really ceases to be a separate art form, and it's a lifestyle. It becomes a lifestyle. It's a way of life. It's the Tao of music. It's the Tao of sound healing. And so that was my one book I'm working on, the Tao of sound healing. So there's something about elemental awareness. When I actually pay attention to when I feel really good, and I feel really comfortable, and I feel in my body, I feel peaceful, I'm warm enough, I'm hydrated, all these things, I realize all the elements are in balance. So, like, if I'm sitting at the beach, and I'm feeling the waves, the ocean, the water, I'm feeling the warmth of the fire of the sun, the grounded earth of the grains of crystals underneath me, the breath of air, I'm breathing pure air, and the spirit is always within, because the spirit, ether, the spirit is really the umbrella element that contains everything for me. And so when I think about, if I'm out of balance and I'm not feeling good, something's off, I settle in and I say, well, which element is off? Oh, I'm dehydrated. I need a drink of water. Oh, I'm a little bit stiff. My body needs to stretch. I need to move. Pay attention to the earth, my body, ground. Or I'm too cold. Or I'm too hot. I need to jump in the leak, jump in the lake, jump in the creek. So it's like I'm always balancing the elements. It's like a constant river of elemental consciousness. And so it becomes, when you apply that to music, I'm just feeling like, wow, I just need to ground a little bit of being in the drum, boom, 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 or a little bit, or I'm feeling really like down and heavy, so I play the flute and opens my wings to the flight. So that's a little bit of an idea of how that works for me.
Nice. And just for, wild thoughts come in my head sometimes when I'm talking. Does one need to be a multi-instrumentalist in order to experience the five elements?
Well, I would, liability of being fixed. I think that it is, as a sound healer, we are multi-instrumentalists.
Mm.
Yeah, because every instrument is really just one portal. And of course, I think you can experience, if you go deep enough into an instrument, you can experience all the elements in that instrument. You listen to a classical guitar player, And oh my God, you know, it's just like, it floats on the water, and then it just fiery, some bolero or something lights up, or it just gets really earthy, or it just gets really etheric, you know? I mean, I really, of course you can, everything can be seen from inside or out. Everything has a back and front, and inside and outside. We're all one matrix of life, just woven together. So I would say my particular path is to be a multi-instrumentalist. For some people, they go deep into one instrument, and I think that they find that within that instrument because they've gone so deep into it. So it's a little bit, I don't know, I can't say as I've explored that question. Now you've awakened a new question in me.
Well, it's very interesting. Listen, we just have a couple minutes left in this section, but you've got, tell us about your sound temple.
Oh, yeah. Well, I came up here. I moved into back to Mount Shasta. I've had a piece of land here for many years, and I've always envisioned having a place where I could do sound healing journeys out in nature in a beautiful temple. So I built a yurt next to the creek. So I have all the elements balanced. We have the water of the creek. We have the wind in the trees. Giant chakapas, I call them. The land of 10,000 chakapas. And then there's the earth. We're grounded in the earth and the trees and, of course, the air. All the elements are balanced here. It's a very sacred place. So I built a yurt and a round yurt, and I have all my instruments in there, and I do sound healing journeys there with groups and private sessions. And I had a workshop here last summer with a bunch of people for 2 days, and that was lovely. So sound healing temple, I have this vision of having sound healing temples around the world.
Yes.
Us sound healers can tour and play all the sound healing temples around the world. That's been the vision for a long time. So I said, well, I better start by building one.
Beautiful.
Well, good that you did.
Totally. I've had that vision too, so thank you.
I bet. Well, we're going to have to share that vision more sometime.
So we're talking with Bodhi Starwater, and if you're interested in getting in touch with him, one way is to go to one website, which is Soundscape Oasis. One word, that's sound and the word scape, and then oasis.com. And his book, Five Elements of Music, can you get it there?
Five Elements of Sound Healing.
Sound Healing.
There's a link there to go there. You can find it anywhere on all the streaming sites. You can find it on all the book sites. It's in all the libraries of the country. It's I put it out everywhere. And I also made an audio book of it. And I laced the audio book with about 30 or 40 examples of my own music to illustrate the concepts and the principles in the book. So that's kind of a fun, but you know, I like have both. You have the audio book and the book, it makes more sense. Some people are auditory, some people are visual, but you can get the book anywhere, Five Elements of Sound Healing, Bodhi Starwater. All my music is available under just the name Bodhi, one word, Bodhi. Because that was my handle for the last 25 years. I was Bodhi. And then all of a sudden now there's a million Bodhis everywhere.
And Bodhi, beautiful talking to you. We'll be back. We're going to take a commercial break here. See you soon, folks.
Experience the power of vibroacoustic sound therapy with the new vibro-tuners from me, Jonathan Goldman. When applied to the body, this set of tuning forks creates deeply resonant harmonic frequencies that bring healthy vibrations to your cells. You'll experience a sonic massage that is soothing and healing. Try the vibro-tuners from HealingSounds.com.
Do you want to experience the powerful benefits of sound healing? Read The Humming Effect by Jonathan Goldman and Andy Goldman. Discover how the simplest sounds may be the most profound. Dr. Bruce Lipton has said, "It is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness." You can find the humming effect at HealingSounds.com, Amazon.com, or wherever fine books are sold.
Hello, this is Jonathan Goldman. I'd like to bring you a few moments of relaxation by offering you this opportunity to listen to some of my music. This is an excerpt of Quiet Space from Celestial Reiki. If you can, just close your eyes and take a nice deep breath as you listen to this music. If you'd like to hear more of my music, please go to Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, Apple Music, YouTube, or anywhere else you stream music. Thank you.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
And we are back. I am Jonathan Goldman.
And I'm Andy Goldman.
And we've got Bodhi Starwater as our guest. And Bodhi, what's new in the field of your world of sound healing?
Well, I am really appreciating the depth of the potential of this form, this art form. It's exploding, and I think that's a reason, because people are drawn to it, because it is... The science aside, there's a lot of anecdotal evidence of how these sound journeys really help people to relax and to awaken new visions. And so for me, there's just another level of teaching and sharing this medicine around the world. And I'm also exploring right now the five senses. And I'm kind of thinking about, I have a new book working on quantum sound healing, and it's exploring sound healing through the lens of the senses. And it's like something about the way all this lines up so naturally and beautifully that I'm exploring the depth of possibility in sound and sound healing, and also learning new instruments and mastering my instruments more fully to bring in a deeper experience whenever possible.
And I imagine that you could find a correlation between the five elements and the five senses.
I already have that all lined out and already working on building that. It's really quite fascinating. And I'm also incorporating it with the Qigong dance, honoring the elements and the directions. It's a whole thing that I'm working on. So you're embodying the sound, the movement, the breath, the elements, elemental awareness. So it's a full body experience, total embodiment experience of presence. Because that's what we all feel really more grounded when we're just present with ourselves and with others.
Oh, and Bodhi, I know that when we are in that space of really being relaxed and at peace, that is the moment where healing.
Right.
And
absolutely.
So much healing to so many people.
No, I love it. Thank you. Yeah, well, I did put your quote in my book, of course. You have to quote Jonathan Goldman in every sound healing book, right? Intention plus frequency equals healing.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love that quote. I love that quote.
And I mean, I find these days real quick that a lot of people are getting locked into specific frequencies, having certain attributes, and I have some issues with that. It's not our purpose to go explore that, but I'm going to, put that on the table because I don't want to create self-limiting thought forms for you, for human consciousness.
Right, right. We're all different. We all experience life a little bit differently. And so we're all going to have experience, just like we like different kinds of food. We each like different kinds of sounds and different kinds of frequencies. We're drawn to different sonic nourishment.
Yes.
So I call it sonic nourishment.
Yes.
And people are drawn to different sounds at different times. And so I like very variety of sounds in my sound journey, so everybody in the audience can relate to something.
So I have a question for you. Could you spend a minute or two discussing how sound could be used to shift personal and planetary consciousness? What a concept.
Well, you know, as they say, as in the micro, so the macro. It's, as in on earth, so in heaven, and all those different things. They're really, the root of the tree is as big as the tree itself. There's a mirror. There's a mirror of reality. And so so there's always an opportunity to bring peace and presence to every moment and heal this moment. You know the starfish story, of course, the famous star, the boy on the beach with the starfish, and he's throwing starfish into the sea, and somebody says, "You can't save those starfish." He said, "I saved that one."
Huh?
Oh, beautiful.
You know, so it's like, it's really, there's just one breath at a time, one sound at a time, one thought at a time, and I made a whole album called Peace Is Now, and just for an hour chant with lots of different soloists, and it was just the idea of like, peace is now, peace is now, peace is now, the power of now. So I don't know. I've heard stories of statistics of 1,000 people meditating in a town and the crime rate goes down or something, you know. So I know it's possible to make a difference, and I know for sure it makes a difference in my world and the people around me. So that's where I start.
Beautiful. Well, in our last couple of minutes coming up, give us some words of wisdom.
Life works better when we are in tune.
I love that, Cody. That was great.
Indeed. So, Bodhi, again, where can people get your music? Is it available streaming and stuff like that?
Yeah, everywhere under Bodhi, B-O-D-H-I. Look for Bodhi with the hat. I always got a hat in my pictures because there's lots of Bodhis online now. So look for Bodhi with the hat, all the flute music. Bandcamp, you can find me, Bodhi Music on Bandcamp. You can find me on all my books on Amazon. I have poetry books, and I have a couple music books up there. And I teach privately. You can find me on soundscapeoasis.com. Send me a message. And if you look for Bodhi or Bodhi Starwater, you can find all kinds of different... Oh, and there's one place. It is on my website. I had made a documentary about my work. That's a beautiful half an hour. It's called The Journey of Sound and Silence, Bodhi Starwater on YouTube. And that's a really great way to learn more about me. It's called The Journey of Sound and Silence, Bodhi Starwater on YouTube. It's a half an hour documentary, really well made. Filmmaker friend of mine did a fantastic job, and that's another good way to find out about me.
Oh, Bodhi, I have to tell you, we have learned so much about you today, and I would just encourage all of our listeners to keep on learning about Bodhi Starwater, because you will get much wisdom.
Thank you, Andy.
And much attunement. We will
attunement.
It's been a real blessing to have you as a guest. Thank you so very, very much.
My honor to be with the OG Sound Healers.
All right, listen, we're going to go into commercial break and then come back and tell you about our amazing show next month. So everybody
stay tuned. And once again, Bodhi, thank you so much, and many blessings of light and love through sound to you from Jonathan and myself.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Stay tuned, folks.
Quantum physics tells us that everything is vibration. You are vibration. Ancient wisdom tells us we have 7 chakras. These chakras are the vibrational energy centers of our body. They are responsible for our health and wellness. Many times, they are out of balance. When this happens, we lose our health and wellness. Now you can use the power of vibration to put your chakras into balance. You don't need any instruments, nutrients, or anything else but your own voice. Learn to balance your chakras to experience health and wellness. The complete chakra chanting experience at www.healingsounds.com/chakra-chanting. Try it. It'll change your life.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
What an incredible show that was, Andy, huh?
Oh, it was just fantastic. It was just so inspiring.
Wow, Bodhi was an unbelievable being. What a blessing. And next month, that's going to be December 11th, we have a great guest. We have our friend, visionary, it's everything visionary, Greg Braden. And he's going to be talking about his new upcoming book called Pure Human. So that's going to be an amazing conversation. And you all tune in for that, because Greg is an extraordinary being, and it's great to resonate with him. Until then, keep lots of love and light through sound in your lives. Bye-bye now.